are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately went on a journey. Then he who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents also. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with him. So he who had received 5 talents came, brought the 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents. Everybody say more. No, I said everybody say more, more, more. I need you to talk to me because you believe yourself more than you believe me. And by the way, thank you for being faithful, being in the church tonight on a long weekend. Give yourself a clap. Come on, a hand, not a clap, a hand clap. Hallelujah. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. The person who received the 2 talents, exactly the same. The person who received the 1 talent, Jesus calls him a wicked and a lazy servant, an unfaithful servant. So obviously from this parable, it is very clear that God wants us to be faithful and fruitful. That if we are faithful, we will be fruitful. If we are faithful with what God entrusts to us, we will be fruitful. So if we're not fruitful, we can backtrack and say we're unfaithful. Because faithfulness will always equate to fruitfulness. Well done, good and faithful servant. Say it tonight. It's okay to say it. Lift your hand tonight, please. I'm just helping you. Everybody there in Tshwane, Yarim Lumbunang, because you're the next generation. Say, I'm a faithful and a good servant of the grace of God in Jesus' name. Amen. We've seen that a faithful man will be an able man. Because a faithful man will find a way. If he doesn't know, he will find out. But he'll never come stumped and he says, I don't know. I could not do the job. A faithful man takes, or a woman, because it's a Women's Day coming, we'll say faithful woman tonight, will take what God gave her and she will increase what God gave her. Even if she does not have the qualification, even if she does not have the education, faithfulness implies that you will apply your mind, you will work with the grace of God, and you will get the job done. So in the world, people reward talent. In the church, we are called to reward faithfulness, because faithful people will become able as well. The Bible says, play loud with a skillful noise. Nothing as bad as people, musicians, making a joyful noise, but it is a noise. It's not skillful. It's not harmonious. Amen. So when it's harmonious and beautiful, it says they were faithful. They practiced. They applied themselves. That's why when they made a loud noise, we didn't all cringe and close our ears. They were skillful, and skill means practice. Practicing a strength brings perfection in your life. So faithfulness means you will be able. Faithfulness means you are committed. Everybody say committed. Okay, now I've lost you. Say committed. Because this message is not about feelings. Goosebump upon goosebump. We had that this morning to inspire you. But we have to build line upon line, because many people don't get through the pit, through the pot, pot of his house, through the prison, and they wonder why. And it's actually, in many instances, it's very simple. They've never learned to be faithful, because they bail out as soon as it no longer suits them. As soon as the job situation becomes uncomfortable, suddenly they have a new season, or God moves them on. Well, Joseph never left the prison. He stuck it out in the prison. He stayed in part of his house. He was a faithful man, and because he was a faithful man, God promoted him. And I want to tell you, you may not be where you want to be, but wherever you are, God is, and God's grace is with you, and God will not lead you where God's grace will not keep you. So the fact that God is with you in a place you don't want to be means that you can be fruitful, you can excel, you can be the head, you can be above, you can accelerate, you can be excellent in everything you do. Say amen. So faithful men are committed. Number 3, faithful men or women have staying power. They produce consistent, effective results. Consistent, effective in season, out of season. The Bible says those who are planted in the house of God shall bring forth fruit in old age. In season, out of season. In the summertime, in the winter time, their leaves will not wither. They may go through the storms of life, but they will be productive. They will be fruitful because they don't play the blame game. They use what God gives them. They are graced, they're designed by God, and they are faithful wherever they are. So we've seen faithful men, faithful women will be fruitful in season and out of season. We looked at the importance of your relationship with God. In John chapter 15, verse 1, Jesus said, I'm the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bring forth more fruit. Everybody say more fruit. So what does God want from your life? More fruit. Not less fruit. From glory to glory. More fruit in your marriage. More fruit in your walk with God. More fruit in your relationships with other people. More fruit in your service to God. Because God leads you from glory to glory. I mean, we can't have less passion for God now than we had 3 years ago. We can't be less involved in the church than we were 3 years ago. We get more involved because we're on an upward journey, not a downward journey. Say amen. So God prunes you. You're already bearing fruit. Then God comes to prune you. How does he prune you? Through people, leadership, mentors, people around you. Because God knows your potential. And God doesn't want you to become comfortable. So God will prune you. God will disrupt your life. God will get you out of your holy huddle so that you can bring forth more fruit. Because God is glorified what? Not by your shandai, hundai, tie my bow tie. God is glorified by the fruit that you bear. So God talks about bearing much fruit. In verse 8, John 15, the same one, Jesus said, by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. Say much fruit again. So that means wherever you work, God wants you to be the rainmaker. You may be the secretary, you be the rainmaker. You may be the tea person, you be the rainmaker. And promotion will find you out. I mean, I have a lady who in Pretoria, beautiful young lady, when we rented a place there, she cleaned the house, and I saw this potential in her. Immediately, I spoke to people. I said, this girl has got too much potential. We're going to raise her up. But she was faithful. Then we employed her. Now she's working as one of our beautiful secretaries, receptionist in the church, doing an amazing job. Amen. God will find you out. Come on, wherever you are, if you do a good job, wherever you are. One of my pastors in this church, one of my senior district pastors, used to walk to church. In those years, we had leaders' meetings every Monday, and one Monday, he forgot his home cell notes, and he walked back and walked to church again just to bring his home cell notes. And God was watching, because God always watches for signs of faithfulness, because God rewards and God promotes faithfulness. You want to be established by God permanently. You cannot underestimate the value of faithfulness. Faithful in the journey, faithful where you are with what God has placed with you. Faithful serving God, that's your responsibility. God will promote you in his time. Say a good amen. John 15, 6, he said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So if we are faithful, we are fruitful. I mean, like people think everything is just going to happen because of the grace of God. No, the grace of God empowers you to be faithful. You work with the grace of God. The grace of God sets you apart. The grace of God disciplines you. The grace of God teaches you. So you can't be one of these loose ball Christians and say, well, I'm not under the law, I'm under grace. It's like people think serving God is under the law. No, when Paul talks about he talks about works as people trying to earn their righteousness by the works of the law. Our righteousness is because of Jesus Christ. We can never work for our righteousness, but once we are born again, we maintain works of faith, of faithfulness. So what people call legalism is actually faithfulness. Not trying to please God. I have favor with God. But doing what God requires of me. As the Bible is very clear, this is New Testament. If you're faithful in the little, God will make you ruler over the greater things. Faithful. In season, out of season. Every day. When everybody takes the easy road, you stay to the rules. You stay faithful. When everybody takes a shortcut, you stay true to yourself. You don't deny yourself. Because the boss may not see you, but God sees you. Not to judge you, not to put a cross against your name, but to reward you and to promote you. And the Bible is very clear that God rewards faithfulness. And we'll talk about four areas quickly tonight in closing. So faithfulness means to be reliable and true. Reliable. So when you get given a job, it's done. If your employer expects something from you, he doesn't have to repeat the instruction, right? Right? He doesn't have to come and motivate you every Monday and say, okay, it's a new week, so let's get motivated. No, you're a faithful man. You're committed. You're faithful. You know what to do. You do the job. You want to have a great physique when you're 100 years old? It's not going to happen through liposuction. You can go get liposuction, but your bones will be weak. You have to do resistance training. You have to be faithful doing your part. Amen. Help me now, put to a sibli. So faithfulness is the quality of being reliable, dependable, and trustworthy. Reliable, dependable, trustworthy. Reliable, dependable, trustworthy. Is that you? When people talk about you in the company, reliable, trustworthy, dependable, your name comes up. Well, then you're going to be promoted. The Webster's definition is having or showing true and constant support or loyalty, someone deserving trust, keeping your promises and doing what you're supposed to do. When you give your word, not to back down on your word, even to your own hurt. I learned that as a young person because I heard a sermon that if you make a commitment even to your own hurt, you keep your commitment. So somebody invites you to have a hot dog with them after church, and then as you walk out, somebody else invites you and says, I want to bless you with a three-course meal, and this is your most favorite person in the world, but you've already given your commitment to the other person. What you gonna do? Make a quick excuse or stick to your first commitment? I've flown over all over the world, and people that work close to me know maybe how tired I'm at that moment and how inconvenient it is for me. And people have even told me sometimes, Pastor, we can cancel that and they will not be offended. But because I gave my commitment, at my own inconvenience, I'll climb on a plane and go do what I have to do and be back the next Sunday to preach the Word of God. Oh, come on. This is never going to change. It's not the path of least resistance. Your word is your bond. Your word is your honor. You cannot live or rise higher than your own word. So faithfulness is defined as number four on the Webster's definition, steadfast in affection and allegiance. Steadfast. I love my wife the same today as I did when we got married 28 years ago. I'm as committed to CRC today as when I started out in this journey. Steadfast in affection and allegiance. Steadfast. Faithful, steadfast, not fickle, not up and down, not I love you today, and when you do what I don't want you to do, I don't love you. Faithful. I gave my boss the commitment. I'm going to work here. Loyal, not you work for the company and you get plans to start your own company and then you start swindling your boss's clients away. God can't bless that because God's not a divider. You don't have to be deceitful for God to bless you. So if somebody employed you, and you got the privileged information of their clients, you cannot go start a business and take their clients away. Oh, maybe nobody may take legal action against you, but according to the Word of God, that's not right. That's not faithful. And it may seem good in a short period of time, but it's not faithful. One of my friends, who was my best friend when I just got saved, he actually was the person God used to disciple me. After several years, he picked up an offense with my pastor, his pastor, and he left the church. And many people left the church with him. And then he started his own church. And the church, all the churches in those days were small little churches. The church I was part of was no more than 120 people. So when somebody got offended, everybody in the little church knew about it. So he left and he started his own church. In 6 months, the church exploded to 200. 200! Everybody said, woo! Look what God is doing. God must be with him. Then suddenly, overnight, it all fell apart. The man today is backslidden. Doesn't serve the Lord. Because he stepped out of his grace. I'm not judging or criticizing him, but I am a very careful observer. Because a fool learns only from his own mistakes. A wise man learns from other people's mistakes. There's one thing that God will not change. God will not change because of your emotion. If you violate the principle, you will get yourself into trouble. God is a God of principle. God's a God of relationship. God never broke relationship with Lucifer. Lucifer broke relationship with him. In all my life, I've never broken a relationship. Ever. Never. You will not find one person that I've ever said, I break relationship with you. Because even before I got saved, I understood what loyalty was. You touch my friend, you touch me. You hit my friend, you hit me. No longer me, our Father. Us. This is where many people miss it. They serve God not in togetherness. They serve God in me, myself, and I. And you always hear these people, Elf Lake goes with, oh, I've got another season. Now the Lord moved me. Now the Lord's moving me on. It's another season. A season? I've only been in one church my whole life. After I got saved, God planted me in one church. I never jumped from church to church. God planted me. When all my friends left the church, I stayed in the church. Even my relatives left the church. People came to me and said, why won't you start a church in Bloemfontein? And I said, no, I won't start a church in Bloemfontein. They said, why not? I said, because after I got saved, God said two things to me. Submit to Pastor George Goodyear and go to Bible school. And I never heard another voice speaking to me. I know that I have to be committed and loyal to the man of God that God placed in my life. Come on. Any relationship will be challenged. But if you bail out of your relationship, destiny relationship that God has for you, you will miss the destiny that God has for you. Listen to me very carefully. You don't need your three friends to blow smoke up your nostril. You want to be faithful. You want to be faithful. One thing my wife knows is, because I'm a loyal man, she knows, don't talk to me ever about my pastor. That's a personal thing we have. Because as a man of God, I realize I have to be a man under authority. I need a man that can talk into my life, where I shut up and listen. Who's that person that can sit you down and talk to you? Anytime. Say, John, ABC. I have several strong men in South Africa, internationally. Met one of them last week, Peter Pretorius. Him and his wife sat with him for 2 hours. They oversee us over me in the Lord. And if they say to me at any time, Art, watch this, I will watch it as quickly as you can say quick, because I've learned that if Satan can isolate you, he's going to annihilate you. So he's a master at dissembling, getting people offended, getting people unfaithful in destiny relationships. Which brings me by the fifth definition of the Webster's Dictionary. Listen, a firm resistance to any temptation to desert or betray faithfulness in relationships. A firm resistance to any temptation to desert or betray faithfulness in relationships. Think about Ruth in the Bible. After she lost everything, she lost her home, lost her husband of 10 years, lost her people. She comes to her mother-in-law, Naomi, and Naomi tells her two daughters-in-laws, they all lost their husband. Sad moment in the Bible. And she says to them, why don't you go back to your husbands? Go back to where you've come from. Go back to your husband's family. And we know Orpah leaves her mother-in-law. But Ruth says the following thing that everybody needs in their hearts, where God has planted you, whether it's your marriage, if it's a company, a destiny relationship, and you know it's a destiny relationship, you want to be faithful to that company. You do not want to go through life an opportunist. You don't want to go through life where you are known as people can hunt your head all the time. You always go for the highest bidder, because the time will come when somebody else will be seen better than you and you will be replaced. You want to work in a place, settle down, and allow God to raise you up. And by that, I'm not saying you cannot take other opportunities, but you can't have 5 opportunities every year. Then there's a big problem. You jump from job to job to job to job, or from church to church to church to church. No. You need to get planted in the house of God. You need to get planted and established in a home cell. You need to get planted and established in relationships. You need to learn to be faithful in season and out of season. You need to learn to work through your offenses. And not just hit the road every time somebody says something you don't agree with. So Ruth to her mother-in-law, Ruth chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says, then they lifted up their voices and they wept again. That's a woman thing, amen. I mean, I watch the Australian women team winning the gold and the women all cry. They cry when it's going good and they cry when it's going bad. So bless God for the woman. Hallelujah. And Oprah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything. But death parts you and me, a destiny relationship. Now, what brought them together was Naomi's son that got married to Ruth dies. And the very reason for the relationship disappears. But Ruth is an amazing woman. She's a faithful woman. She categorizes what the church should be in the New Testament. Jesus, who is faithful and true. She said, I'll cling to you as my mother. I don't want to go into spiritual typology now, which reflects the Holy Spirit that will lead you into your destiny, and Boaz, which is a type of Christ that will come and bring a blessing in your life when you walk with the Holy Spirit. But in this message tonight, a key relationship that she was wise to, you, we never hear of Oprah again. Never. She goes back to convenience. Ruth follows at inconvenience, the person. Not even knowing that anything good is going to come out of this relationship, she refuses to abandon a relationship. And what happens? This relationship takes her to Boaz. As a young girl, she wakes up one morning, she says to her mother-in-law, I'm going to go to the field where the reapers are. I'm just going to pick up some of the corn that have fallen. And there Boaz sees and inquires about her. Because if you're in a right destiny relationship, God will always, the Holy Ghost, will point you out to somebody and say, this is your time. So where to is your moment. You've been faithful in the house. God's going to reward you. And it's not going to be a difficult church plant. It's going to be a great church plant. You will hit the ground running. Multitudes will come to you. You will do in a short time what people would not be able to do in years because of your faithfulness. Oh, I prophesy that you will go from the field to the palace. Hallelujah. You will go from servanthood to rulership in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost will raise you up if you stay faithful in your relationship. Come on, in the name of Jesus. I'm in one board meeting and you can become your salary can double. But young people don't understand that. They don't understand what employers are looking for. That people are always watching. Somebody's always watching. And they're always watching for the person with the right attitude. And this was Ruth. She had a servant attitude. She was a faithful woman. She was a beautiful woman. She went to gym. Amen. Come on, young girls. She looked good. And she caught Boaz's eye. And then Boaz inquires of her and he takes her to be his wife. And their whole life changes. And not only does her life change, but Naomi's life changes as well. And that's the blessing of CRC. Not only do all these amazing people's lives change, they go and plant churches and start businesses. My life changes. Our lives change. We get richer. We get more blessed every time somebody steps out and expands the vision. Come on. We are proud of each and every person that stands for God in this generation. We all are richer because of destiny relationship. We all are going further because of the people that God brought in our life. Come on. Let's give the Lord a praise for the home cell leaders in our lives, the pastors in our lives, the counselors in your lives. Come on, shout out to God as if you mean it, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just surrender your life to Jesus tonight. Pray this little prayer. Believe with all your heart. Say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I open my heart and I invite you to take your place in my life as my Lord and my Savior. I believe with all my heart that you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Tonight I repent. I turn away from a sinful life and I turn to you. I confess you as my Lord, as my King, as my Master. I place my life in your hands and I receive your love and your grace. I know, Father, I can never be the same again. I am forgiven. I am washed. I am justified. I'm a child of God. My future, my dreams, my tomorrow is in your hands. You are my Father. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who will lead me and guide me from today. Have your way in me. I surrender all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.